This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Enterprise. This is Open for Business. An interesting topic for you today. Getting stable, clean water supply without interruption is getting harder and harder nowadays. But what if I was to tell you that it's now possible to generate water from thin air? I'm going to be speaking to somebody from Rivil, and they bring water technology into the world, and it's customized depending on your climate. They have a piece of technology called the Atmospheric Water Generator, the AWG, and it's a technology that's able to convert air into water. Yes, it can do that. I have a gentleman on the phone. It is Faisal. He's the founder and R&D lead for Rivil. Hi, Faisal.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing good. Very well.
Now, for some people, this might almost sound a little bit too good to be true, almost like magic. It's the kind of thing that you see and you hear about in some sci-fi movies. There's a couple of, I believe, Netflix documentaries that kind of talk about this idea. Talk to me about Rivil, and how long have you guys been around?
First and foremost, I would love to say thank you to you, Richard, and also to BFM for this opportunity. Rivil, our company Rivil has started since 2018, where that was the date we brought in the technology of AWG. And Rivil is a water technology company where we provide various water solutions for different water challenges. So our main product is atmospheric water generator, but we also have a water savings technology where it recycles grey water from any premise. So that will give you huge water saving.
How did you get started? How did you decide? I mean, obviously the technology is available. How did you guys get started here in Malaysia?
It started because I, in somewhere 2017, I found this article called World Scientists Warning to Humanity, A Second Notice. You can Google this up in the internet. And it was co-signed by more than 15,000 scientists globally, including Nobel laureates. And this is signed in 2017. And inside this this warning, the scientists has agreed that we might be having our sixth mass extinction if we don't do the proper countermeasures before 2100. And they have highlighted around 8 alarming challenges. And one of it is actually the availability of fresh water. So if you look at the data, it is very obvious that there's a serious mismatch between demand of water and supply of water. And this is due to the impact of climate change and also the trend of overpopulation, where the climate change is decreasing the supply of water, but the overpopulation is increasing the demand. So this is why we are having a serious water scarcity globally. And in Malaysia, of course, it seems like we have tons of water, but we do have serious water problems, especially in remote areas, such as in rural area or islands, you know, those kind of places.
So you've identified the technology. We know there's an issue with water consumption and availability here in Malaysia. How did you get the product into Malaysia, and where did you manage to get the funding from to start the business?
Actually, just to clarify that, the atmospheric water generator, the AWG technology that we have right now, we have a technology partner from Spain, where they have produced the hardware of the AWG since 2008. So we came into the picture as the software side of the AWG, where what we is we optimize the AWG for our tropical climate weather. So as you know, any countries that is on the tropical line of the earth is actually on the tropical climate weather. And usually we will have high humidity. So in Malaysia, of course, the humidity is 81% on average, according to government. And therefore, this is where AWG really extracts the water. The source of water for AWG is from the humidity in the air. So with that high percentage of relative humidity, that is where AWG really shines in our kind of climate weather. Yeah, so in that sense, that is why AWG is very much suitable for Malaysia. And this is starting from 2018. We have partnered with them until now.
So bringing it across was just a licensing thing then, is it?
Not really. We are really more towards technology partner, where really licensing, not really distributor, but we really do the input of the technology, but mostly in software.
Got it. Yeah. My question then, what about, you know, and this, you know, as I've lived here in Malaysia for 12 years.
Okay.
And I see it raining almost every day, right?
Okay.
Obviously, we almost every day, and we are living in the tropics. And for want of a better term, you know, if you are a visitor to Malaysia, you would think to yourself, well, this place must have water everywhere. It must be everywhere. You know, why is it that we need something like this here in Malaysia? And where would something like this be best used here in Malaysia?
Yes, actually, when you look at the freshwater sources in Malaysia, it is exactly right. We have tons of water throughout the year, right? But of course, there's season. We have raining season and we have drought season. You know?
Right.
So in the context of AWG, it is more suitable for two kinds of places. Number one is places with no access to centralized tap water.
Okay.
And second is places where for industrial application that needs operation continuity of 24/7. So it means that without water, they cannot perform, you know. So this is where we think that AWG can really help our end user to have access to fresh water clean. Because if we compare to the current method of us having water, which is from tap water, believe it or not, it is not really for all rich in Malaysia, even in remote rural areas especially. The pipes is far enough to be connected to some remote rural areas in Malaysia that end up they don't have the luxury of opening the tap and water comes out, right? So in that sense, they are getting water from rainwater harvesting, from groundwater, and also from the nearby river or spring water that they can access. But the problem with this is when you have a water supply that is reactive in nature, what I mean by reactive is that you are reacting to the weather. So whenever there's no rain, then you don't have any water. But when there's rain, you have water, right? But with AWG, the nature is different, where this is proactive creation of water. Because you can just create water from anywhere as long as you have the energy and the air, of course. You can start to produce water anywhere without you need to wait for the weather to change. And of course, in this sense, it is very practical for drought season as well, because when drought season, no water is coming from the sky, the rain. Therefore, this is going to be helpful for many people.
Just before we take a break, and for those people that are just tuning in right now, talk me through how it works. Talk me through the technology very, very briefly and explain it to me as though I'm a five-year-old.
Okay, sure. The simplest analogy of AWG is the main concept that AWG uses is called condensation process.
Yeah.
Okay, so to simply put it, imagine if you have a cold glass of water.
Yeah.
And then if you notice in Malaysia particularly, when you leave the glass on top of the table for some time, then there will be water droplets outside of the surface of the glass, right?
Correct.
Yeah, this is happening is because the cold water inside the glass is producing a cold surface, therefore inducing the condensation process to happen.
All right.
Yeah, so in simpler words, it is exactly that. What our machine is doing is we have this condensation chamber where we cool down the temperature below dew point temperature. Dew point temperature simply means the temperature that the water will change from gaseous state to liquid state. So okay. Whichever surface that has below the dew point temperature, then the gas will turn into liquid. So in this case, by using the same analogy of the cold glass water, then it is the same concept. So that's how we are turning water from air to liquid.
And I'm assuming that depending on the use case and depending on how big the condensation chamber is, depends on how much water you can turn in. Sorry, how much you can condensation you can get, depending on where it is. So, for example, if you're doing this for a small village somewhere, the device would be smaller than if you were using it perhaps on an oil rig or something.
Yes and no. It is actually the way to look at how we want to supply water is to look at how many people consume it. So regardless oil and gas or remote rural area, first we really need to understand how many people will be consuming it. Then from there, we will just multiply how many liters that is suitable and relevant for that case. Yeah. So
wonderful.
Yep.
Carry on, please.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. In terms of our capacity, just to give you some idea, we have as small as 50 liter per day, up to 1.5 million liter per day.
Wow.
Yes. So this comes in different forms. Of course, we have off the shelf AWG, where the capacity is 50 liter to 10,000 liter. But once you cross over 10,000 liter mark, then we have customization where you can do an AWG plan.
Okay.
Yes. So this is like...
Give me an example of who would use 1.5 million liters.
Oh, yeah, sure. We are actually right now, we are engaging one of manufacturer in Malaysia. I cannot mention the name due to confidentiality, but this manufacturer is consuming water per day at 1.6 million liter because of the nature of the product. So AWG plant is very suitable to be used for industrial because industrial such as FMB or glove manufacturing, they are all their factories are really thirsty. And when I say thirsty, it's like more than 1 million liter per day. So in this context, of course, we are being approached and we are also approaching manufacturers all over Malaysia to help them to get sustainable water supply. So that's one. And number two, in terms of places that is far from water treatment plants or far from them, you know, but with high population number, then this kind of AWG plant makes sense because if the cost for you to get the pipe into that particular area is usually very expensive in terms of capex, and what we can offer is at least half of that price for us to compete with continuing the pipe into remote area. So in that case, it's either industrial or high population area.
Okay. It sounds like something that Aisa Lango could use.
Exactly.
Anyway, on that note, we should probably take a break. You are, of course, tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise. I'm Rich Bradbury. On the phone line, I have Faisal. He is from the company Rivel. And we'll be back in just a few moments here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Faisal Akmal. He is the founder and R&D lead of Rivel here in Malaysia. They essentially produce water from the air is what they do. Now, we were talking earlier on about where you got started and why you came to Malaysia and one thing. And you briefly touched upon some of the clients that you are dealing with and talking to. Can you talk about some of the industries that your product will be used in? I know you can't and don't want to identify your clients, and that's perfectly fine. But talk to me perhaps about some of the industries that you guys are involved in.
Sure. So in terms of our current clients that we are serving in Malaysia, first we have domestic market. So people are using this in their homes and also offices as well. So for homes, of course, this is due to last year frequent water shortages because of the unscheduled water water contamination, right?
So I think we're all too familiar with that. This last year.
I'm just saying, if we are not familiar with that. So yeah, domestic, we are supplying to a few homes in Klang Valley area. By using our AWG, we are happy that we can help our end user to have sustainable water supply. So they don't need to worry about Air Selangor having problem or, you know, water operators having problem.
Okay, Faisal, let's just quickly talk about that then. In terms of, as a residential, you know, house owner, what kind of costs would you be looking at for a simple residential setup for something like this?
So as I mentioned to you before, the smallest capacity that we have is 50 litre per day.
Right.
So with this 50 litre, it is suitable for domestic, which in terms of consumption, it is able to cater for 15 to 25 people per day, assuming that per person is taking 2 to 3 litres per day as suggested by WHO. So with that amount of water, the price we are selling right now is starting at 19,900.
Full installation and everything, is it?
Yes, that includes everything, and that also this is our basic basic offer, which is you will get also 1 year warranty and 1 year maintenance with that price. But of course, you can extend your warranty and maintenance as you wish. We have those kind of offer as well. So with that 19,900, we have helped all of our clients to have water supply, and this is particularly for drinking water supply. So for most homes, they're using our AWG for drinking water, but not yet for the total water consumption. Say, for example, for sanitation, you know, for other water consumption. So.
Right. Interesting stuff. Now, in terms of non-residential, let's imagine we're looking at places that are, you know, in the interior of Malaysia, like for villagers and for people that are kind of off the beaten track. Is your product being used out there as well?
Yes. Actually, we have been to remote rural area in few states in Malaysia, both in Peninsula and also in East Malaysia as well. And remote rural area, we have approached them, and like I explained to you before, the problem is so obvious that they really need AWG because they don't have water supply in the first place. So other than remote rural area, we also actively involved in oil and gas industry. So in oil and gas, it is a very interesting case study because the problem with their drinking water supply is they don't have their own independent drinking water supply. So how most oil and gas companies, this is including vessel or offshore platform, how most oil and gas companies get their water offshore is by having supply boat to send this 5 gallon, you know, the one plastic bottle that we use in offices. They send a few hundred units of 5 gallon plastic bottle water for at least for every week or every 2 weeks. And the problem with this is during monsoon season, the supply boat cannot supply to them due to the monsoon of, you know, the waves that is created by the monsoon. So because of that, we have received some feedback from our oil and gas clients saying that every year they will have problems every time monsoon season, they will have problem in terms of fresh water supply, and end up they will be drinking whatever that is in the fridge, such as orange juice, you know. And we're talking about not short term. This is like long term, like 1 month, 3 months kind of period, you know. Not only that, the other problem that they have is in terms of waste management. As you know, after you use your 5 gallon plastic bottle water through that dispenser, once you used it up, then you need to put it somewhere in order for you to bring it back to onshore. right?
For sure.
Yeah. So this is actually taking the precious space on top of offshore platform or vessel, which they can use for other profitable activities. So
right.
Those are among the two main problems that we have noticed in oil and gas sector. And therefore, by having AWG, automatically they have their own independent source of water, which they don't need to rely on outsource as well. And at the same time, they can also reduce their plastic usage. So this is killing two birds with one stone.
Well, not only killing two birds with one stone, but potentially killing three birds with one stone. If we look at the other products that's involved as well, like the Hydroloop system, to put it simply, the Hydroloop system takes grey water and converts that grey water back into potable drinking water. Correct?
Yes. Not really. It's not for potable drinking. It's for non-potable.
I do apologize.
Yeah.
But that's I first saw that, of course, on a, as I mentioned earlier, on a Netflix documentary, The Brave Blue World. And that's something that I saw, and it was technology that was I first saw it over in the Netherlands, it was one of those things where I'm sat watching it with my friends, and it's like, well, you know, why do we not have that here in Malaysia? And then, of course, I received an email from you guys. We do have that technology here in Malaysia.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And I'm looking at eventually getting my own house. And I want to be as green and sustainable as possible. You know, I'd love to use solar power where available. Using stuff like the AWG would be fantastic. You know, Hydroloop would be fantastic. I think the major concern, though, for a lot of people is the initial investment price of it. And do you think it's at a reasonable price right now? Or do you think it's something that you might see coming down in price as the economy of scale gets larger?
Exactly. This is all about economies of scale, because if you look at the technology, it is relatively new technology if you compare to what's available in the market. So, of course, the price is not like really affordable, but it's affordable enough if you take into consideration the amortization that you can have from that purchase.
Yeah.
In that sense, highlighting on Hydroloop, Hydroloop claims that you can save your water at your home, at your premise, at your domestic home, as up to 85% of savings that you can have every month. This is because grey water. This is because their recycling of grey water is so efficient that it can really save water for any homes. Just to give you a bit idea of Hydroloop, Hydroloop is also our technology partner from Netherlands. We have partnered since last year, and then right now we are pushing Hydroloop for Malaysian local market. And the way Hydroloop works is that first we need to understand what are the types of wastewater out there. You know, so of course when you consume water, it will be wastewater, right? After that, the output of it is waste. So in terms of wastewater, you have two types of it. One is black water. Black water is where you have any urine content inside of the water. And second, you have grey water. Grey water is where you don't have any urine, but it's a wastewater. So I give you an example of grey water is coming from shower or washing machine or gardening or swimming pool, you know, those kind of things. But this is, of course, in the context of non-potable water, So with that grey water, actually, you can Hydroloop is the technology that you can install at your home, and you can have your grey water to be recycled back from washing machine and shower, and that water will be recycled back to be used for toilet flushing and washing machine, and if you have swimming pool, you can also use it for your swimming pool. It is that clean, but it's not portable.
Right. Yeah. But it's still a significant saving.
Yes, it is. Because if you look at in terms of our consumption for Malaysian based on government data, per person, we are consuming 220 to 240 liter per day. That is our data right now for average Malaysian. And this is very, very high, because if you look at the WHO recommendation, they recommend 165 liter per person per day. So we are, of course, exceeding that too much. So in that sense, by having, this is the reason why Reveal decided to partner with Hydroloop, because we noticed this trend. If this trend continues, it's going to put huge pressure to our water operators in Malaysia and end up, you know, it's just about time for us to run out of the water, right? So if there is technology that you don't need to change your comfortable lifestyle, but you can save water. So that is what Hydroloop can do for you.
Wonderful. Faisal, thank you very much for your time today.
No problem, Richard. I appreciate it.
I've got one last question, though, before you go.
Sure.
And it's about where do we go from here? You know, what do you think the future holds for Rivel? Where do you think you'll be going next?
Yep. That is something that we have our long-term plan. And to understand this long-term plan is, I give you an example of other technology, which is our phone, to relate to my point. So when you look at phone technology at the beginning, it was really centralized, right? So it means that it is not wireless, it is not mobile, you need to use it connectedly to any wire, right? So it is centralized kind of solution. So throughout the time, the phone slowly becomes decentralized, and now mainly it is decentralized, which means that it is mobile and you can bring it anywhere. So with water, we do see the same pattern, where what we have right now in Malaysia or globally, majority of us is using centralized water supply. And this is going back, if you look at the history of water, this is going back to Roman days where they started to have this centralized water supply system, and it is carried until this modern days, you know. So at Reveal, we believe that soon the water supply will be decentralized regardless of any factors, because we need to understand that our fresh water is coming from our natural water cycle, which means that you have the rainfall, and then after rainfall, you have surface runoff, where the water will be surface runoff, and then from that surface runoff, it will penetrate to the ground to form groundwater, and then whatever left on the surface runoff will be evaporated back to form clouds. And this is the natural water cycle that we learn in school, right? The way for you to get independent source of water supply for your homes, for any premise, is to really understand what is the local weather pattern of your location. So once we understand, okay, the rainwater is this much, groundwater is this much, and evaporation is this much, you can just combine few technologies so that you don't need to rely really on centralized water supply. You can have your own water supply instead. So
Wonderful. This
is how, in a way, AWG is like solar for water.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So it is really, because if you look at the of course, the context is different, but the function is roughly the same. Yeah.
Fascinating. Faisal, thank you very much again for your time today.
Thank you, Richard. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Me too. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on the phone with Faisal Akmal. He is the founder and R&D lead for Reveal. Faisal, where can people find out more information about your products?
You can visit our website at www.reveal.co. So,
and that is R-I-V-I-L.
Yeah, RIVIL.co. So that is our main website. So inside there, you can find all the interesting technologies that we have. And if anything, of course, you can contact us, and the contact details is also in the website.
Okay. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. This has been Enterprise. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.